John chapter 8, verse 36 says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." What a beautiful truth. What a great reminder today from John chapter 8, verse 36. Friend, it is so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship today on this July 4th, 2021. I am your host, Joey Kroll. That's right. It's Independence Day. And Sunday worship is, well, I like to call it an arrow. It's an arrow pointing you to Christ. It's a program that prepares our minds and our hearts on Him here on this Sunday. We have scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and that makes up this program called Sunday Worship. So since today is Independence Day, let's start things off with the Battle Hymn of the Republic here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of His terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. I have seen the watchfires of 100 circling kings. They have built Him an altar in the evening dews and days. I have read righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The serpent with his heel, since God is marching on, since God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory in His bosom that transfigures you and me. as he died to make men holy. Let us die to make them free. While God is marching on, our God is marching on.
Amen. The Battle Hymn of the Republic right here on this Independence Day 2021. I'm Joey Kroll. I heard of a story of a father and his small son. They were out walking one day when the young lad asked how electricity could go through the wires, stretch between the electric poles, and go right into the homes. And the father said, I don't know. I never knew much about electricity. And a few blocks farther, the boy asked what caused lightning and thunder. Well, that's puzzled me too, replied the dad. The youngster continued to inquire about many things, none of which the poor father could explain. I think if we have kids or grandkids, we completely understand. And finally, as they were nearing home, the boy said, Pop, I hope you don't mind all those questions. Not at all, replied the father. How else are you going to learn? He didn't help him with nothing. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you. And will tell you, listen, great and hidden things that you have not known.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, some by flame. Upon it, name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou has brought will bring me by thy good grace. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, bought me with his precious blood.
Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Connect with me on social media. Just look up Joey Kroll Online on Facebook. Just type in Joey Kroll, K-R-O-L, online right there on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. And recently, National Geographic actually had an article about the Alaskan bull moose. And the males of the species battle for dominance during the fall breeding season, literally going head-to-head with antlers, crushing together as they collide. Often the antlers, their only weapon, are broken. I mean, that really ensures defeat. The heftiest moose with the largest and strongest antlers are the one that wins. Well, therefore, the battle fought in the fall is only won, listen to this, during the summer when the moose eats continually. The one who consumes the best diet for growing antlers and gaining weight will be the heavyweight in the fight. Those that don't eat enough sport weaker antlers and become less bulk. Isn't that interesting? I think there's a lesson in there for us. Spiritual battle awaits. Satan will choose a season to attack. Will we be victorious or will we fall? Much depends, dear friend, on what we do now before the wars begin.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. And he is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Love. fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hands. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation we believe. We believe. In this broken generation, when all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than
It's Charles Billingsley, and we believe. You're listening to Sunday Worship. Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust."
Be still and do not fear. The winds of change may rage tomorrow. God is at your side. No longer dread the fires of unexpected sorrow. God, you are my God. Trust in you and not be shaken. Lord of peace, renew a steadfast spirit within me to rest in you alone. Still, my soul, be still. Do not be moved by lesser lights and fleeting shadows. Hold onto his ways with shield of faith against temptation's flaming arrows. God, you are my God. Trust in you and not be shaken. Lord of peace, renew a steadfast spirit within me to rest in you alone. The truth you learned in the beginning, wait upon the Lord, and hope will rise as stars appear when day is dimming. God, you are my God, and I will trust in you and not be shaken. You.
save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my
Oh.